Miss Millie Jackson, legendary Millie Jackson, you know, soul songstress.
Millie Jackson.
If nothing new is wrong, I don't want to be right.
How about it for Millie Jackson?
I saw someone singing in a talent show, and I was talking about they weren't hitting on too much. And somebody told me, says, well, if you can go in and be doing it better, then you go up and do better. And they bet me $5 that I wouldn't go up.
And you went right up there and did it?
Yeah. Been singing ever since.
When that fire starts to burn, deep down inside of you, when that love wheel starts to turning, there ain't nothing left to do but find it. One soap opera after another one. The love of life. Search for tomorrow. You gonna be searching for tomorrow, all right. When these other women snatch your man and go on about their business. And in case you miss one, we'll get on the phone and call long distance to find out what happened. Tell me, oh child, did you see all my children today? Oh, what did Miss Tyler do? Oh, honey, what did Erica do today? I'd Erica your ass, all right. And if you're not watching TV, on the telephone gossiping, telling your business. Be sitting back talking about, oh, honey, my old man sure did put a killing on me last night. Oh, it sure was good. And your girlfriend be sitting up talking about, oh, cause she really didn't think the nigga could do nothing. And now you done told her how good it is, she wants to go over and test it out for herself. Done blew your shit. Just messing around gossiping done blew your thing. If not that, when your man get in, feeling in a good and lovely mood, wants to get down, put some good loving on you for real, you be talking about, oh no, I went to the beauty shop today, child. You can't be running your fingers through my hair and messing up my curls. I got my hair done. Couldn't get his fingers through most of your hair if he want to. As nappy as it is. It's a crying shame.
I was some of these men, I'd just go out and get me a sissy and call it a day and forget about it. And I want to tell you guys something. You don't have to worry about AB if you decide to do that now. Cause she got enough problems of her own. She gonna go out and commit suicide when she find out that Orangeburg got a break in his wing too. Got to be in all the way, lover, yeah. I'm telling you right now, you women need to be in all the way, all the way. Yeah, women need to learn how to be all the way lovers.
When I listen to you sing, I forget watching you because we hear you mostly on the radio and all, but you just take a song by the throat and shake it like a mad dog. How did you learn to do things like
it's
that?
It's funny you should say that because I have some friends that called me Mad Dog Millie.
You put me on?
I'm serious. Most all the cast that was in the River Niger called me Mad Dog Millie.
Where did you develop this kind of style?
I don't know. I think I stole it from somebody. I'm serious.
You borrowed it.
Okay,
from some, yes,
okay.
Stole is a bad, bad
That's
word.
Bad.
I melt. I feel so weak. It's getting hard to go to sleep with this feeling on my mind. I need you, baby, to satisfy. Oh, baby, you can't turn me off. Not in the middle of turning me on. I can't suddenly stop. You've changed me from cold to hot. The love I've got. So please don't leave me now. Can't you read in my eyes? With me you have to love you, yeah. So don't you tease me now.
Don't you tease me now.
Please, please me now.
Please, please,
cause you can't turn.
Please.
the legendary Miss Millie Jackson. I'm Miss Jackson. How are you?
I'm Millie Jackson.
You got a fantastic album going for you, I understand.
Thank you.
You co-produced it, man.
Right, along with Bradley Shapiro.
Now that's a man's job, producing records, you know.
Who said that?
Well, that's what they told me.
Who they?
No, but I think you're doing
that. I think that's everybody's qualified.
I agree.
Okay. Liberated, the head of Women's Lib and all of that.
As long as I have a memory, I'll talk about the things I talk about. And when I no longer have a memory of things that I used to do, I just lie about the things I used to do.
Did you ever sing in church?
No.
Because you sound like you got the congregation and you got your whip out and flailed them and all
that. That's why I say I think I stole it.
Did you ever regret a minute of it?
No, not really.
My personal opinion, show you where I'm at, I think women should stay in their place.
Where is our place, Don?
No, I'm kidding.
In the oven.
But which do you prefer, seriously? Do you prefer nightclubs or concerts?
Nightclubs, definitely. You have the intimacy. Plus, I do a lot of comedy in mine. And you need the stage, you know, the intimacy of that, to see the expressions and all of that to really get over.
Is this adult comedy or general audience comedy?
General audience.
Okay. We can close.
From 18 until.
As long as you're over 21, right?
No, you're 18. I got some 18 fans.
Millie, it's great to see you. You look fantastic.
Thank you. Every woman has been through all of this before. This album is for men only. Fellas, I'm on your side this time. 'Cause I realize all the hell you've been catching recently. You've lost your job. Your woman is the only one in the house working. She comes in at night too tired to make love to you like you used to do. And when you speak on the subject, you get cursed at. And you just feel like throwing up both hands and saying to hell with it all. I understand that, but your woman is catching hell too. It ain't easy having to go out, work hard all day, coming home tired as all hell, to discover, by the way, that now you have been watching soap operas all day.
This is it.
There are beer cans from one end of the house to the other one.
This is it.
There are your funky clothes from one end of the house to the other one.
This is it.
There are ashes in every ashtray and beer can in the house.
This is it.
The cleanest house is the refrigerator.
This is it.
Which, of course, you want her to perform some kind of miracle and invent something in there immediately because you are hungry.
This is it.
Now, all of this other stuff has been happening because this is not a man's job.
This is it.
However, windows.
This is it.
The toilet tank still does not flush.
This is it.
You did not find a job today because it was beneath you.
This is it.
Meanwhile, your woman can't get beneath you.
This is it.
Because you have this problem in relating in the bedroom these days. You say your woman wants to wear the pants in the house.
This is
now
it.
She cannot get in the pants if someone else is already in them. So if she's wearing the pants in the house, evidently you weren't.
This is it.
However, you do have the winning situation.
This is it.
You are carrying around the all club.
This is it.
We cannot make it without the club. Can you find a way to bring the club with you to the bedroom?
This is it.
Instead of these wet noodles you've been bringing us that should have been left in the kitchen. I say piss on him who comes along. Women are tired of going to bed at night looking at the back of your head.
This is it.
And I know what I'm talking about, 'cause I've been through this shit myself. In fact, there's been times in my life I've been wondering why, and yet somehow I believe we'll always survive.
to try. Boy, what more can I say? What's left to provide?
did you like England?
Oh, I loved it. In fact, I think I'm bigger in England than I am over here.
Why is it that that happens to so many people? I mean, the American artists go over there and they not that you're any military secret here, but, you know, they just fall all over you.
I think it might be because over here we seem to categorize music so much. We got the pop music, the R&B music, the country music, and in England they just pull it music.
Now let's stop BSing around. You know what you came for, and I done told you I want to give it to you. After all, we are not strangers. We have crossed this road before. So let's get down to business and get with the getting on. You understand what I mean? You ain't got to tell me how much you love me. Why even waste this precious time? It ain't every day we can be together, baby. So let's get it on with what's on our mind. Just a moment's pleasure. This hunger I need to feed. A moment of pleasure. Right now. Oh, that's what I need. It's what we both come in this song, so they tell me. But after getting all this good, Peter, I am speechless. For the first time in my life, I have absolutely nothing to say. Except
good times,
good baby, boy.
hurt ourselves right here. We can't keep on doing it. Ooh, Tom! This show is some good stuff you put on me to see. See what happens when we stay away from each other so long? Just get too good. So wet. Can I have a towel?
Tell me what you like about her the most.
Oh, I love the way she sings. Everything, the lips.
Oh, he likes the lips. Okay, you hear that, man? You hear that, ladies? He likes the lips.
I've heard those stories about you, and I know that people say that when you're working in an intimate situation, you have a tendency to say things you shouldn't say.
Oh, yes, I do. Lots of them.
You're guilty, right?
Guilty.
The fact that you can't see him when you really want to.
sometime. Late in the midnight hour, when you really feel like you need a little love and the man ain't nowhere around, and that can get to you sometime. Early in the morning, when you really feel like you need someone to hold on to, the man ain't nowhere around, and that can really get to you sometime. But what gets to you most of all is when the holidays roll around. You gotta always be by yourself, 'cause that's the time when the families get together. All the in-laws come to visit, so he has to stay home and play the part of the good and faithful husband. But I ain't worried about it, 'cause I found out that when a man starts tipping away from home, somebody at home is falling down on the home front. That's because when these women marry these men, they have a tendency to take advantage of them. They forget about all the sweet things they say to get them, that they have to keep on saying them to keep them. 'Cause you got a whole lot of women out there these days, just like me, who'll tell a man anything in the world he feel like he might want to hear. I know. 'Cause I'm going with a married man. And last New Year's Eve, I was lonesome as a Mickey figure. But J1, the man, came on in like he was supposed to. And I didn't mind waiting that one day, 'cause anything worth having is worth waiting on. So when the man came in, J1, I was right there waiting on him to tell him all them sweet things I know his wife hadn't told him over the holidays. And you can think of a whole lot of good stuff to tell a nigga when you're by yourself. So the minute my man came in the door, J1, I started laying it on him. I said, ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. My baby. You the sweetest thing I know. Yes, you are. You dim the rainbow's glow. Yes, you do, baby. There ain't no power, no power, no power on this earth to ever, oh Lord, separate us, baby. 'Cause you are my sunshine, the only little sunshine. You are my sunshine, my sunshine. Yes, baby, I can't help but love you, baby. I love you, baby. I couldn't give up if I wanted to. You know, I don't want to leave you with a one-sided conception over this day. Anyone out there in my shoes this evening, I want you to know what I'm talking about. I want you to know that there's two sides to this thing. There's a good side to being in love with a married man, and I like it. 'Cause you see, when you're going with a married man, he can come over two or three times and we can give you a little bit. That means you're two up on the wife already, 'cause once you marry one, you don't get it but once a week. Another sweet thing is, on payday he can come over and give you a little bread, and I like that. But the sweetest thing about the whole situation is the fact that when you go to the laundromat, you don't have to wash nobody's funky drawers but your own. And I like it like that. I want to keep my situation just the way it is. And to make sure it stays like that,
When my man come over them two or three times a week to give me my piece, I set the clock so he can get up and go home on time. Don't want him to be late. Sometimes it be kind of hard for me to do, but I force myself anyway. I tell him, listen to the clock on the wall. Hey, hey. Listen to the clock on the wall right now, baby. Tick on clock. Listen to the clock on the wall. Hey, hey. Oh, forget about the clock on the wall. I don't wanna be right this morning. I don't wanna be right. No, baby.
Three singles from Caught Up made the charts, and the album went gold.
A gold record didn't mean too much for me because I found out that it wasn't gold. It was just gold colored. I couldn't pawn it.
I got a girlfriend in Shreveport, goes over to Marshall in the service station, and she says she want a Millie fix.
A Millie fix.
And sits in the car in the service station and listen to me. I'm still gigging. Send money, I'll come.
First they come over to borrow pepper or salt. Next thing they try to tell you about your old man's fault. But don't they know my mama sure didn't raise no fool.
Jackson fan. Millie Jackson's people like a certain kind of stuff from her.
Uh-huh.
And we were lucky enough to get both kinds.
I really do feel like I'm in the presence of a legend here.
I'm always got something going on. I got a TV special variety show that I did called That Other Jackson.
Okay.
The Jackson that the Jacksons you know don't want to know.
Right.
And definitely would not admit to being related to.
Hi, baby. How are you?
How you doing?
I always get frightened when I talk to you.
Why, you're afraid somebody created a monster, huh?
No.
People would come in the store and say, give me that Millie Jackson album, you know, Feeling. And he says, Feeling? You know, I'm feeling. The new one. You mean Feeling, bitchy? Yes, yes, Feeling. Hey! Bring me up some more of that Feeling, bitchy!
The only reason I stayed after Millie, because somebody said I couldn't. And I was determined to. And it worked out.
You can't really blame him. If she had been taking care of business like she was supposed to, he wouldn't have never had the woman over there in the first place. She just as childish. Sit up on her butt all day long and do nothing. And he done spoiled the hell out of her. Trying to give her everything she wants. So when he called up here talking to me about it, I told him exactly how I felt about it.
Saturday, December 8th at the Masonic Temple.
Millie, it's great to see you. Congratulations on that great record. The title is Feeling Itchy.
With a B.
And it's spelled with a B.
You've done so well. Are you happy in life?
Yes.
Where's your home?
Originally Georgia, now I'm living in Teaneck, New Jersey.
You remember the good times. I remember.
When I find that right somebody, I am there. Oh, heart and soul. Till they mess up. Hey. Come on now.
was a hot afternoon, the last day of June. The sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, 110 in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Ellen May in a red Chevrolet I needed some time for thinking. I was just passing by when I caught your little eye, and I swore it was winking. You were 31, I was 17. I knew nothing about love, you knew everything. But I sat down beside you on the front porch swing, wondering what the coming night would bring. What would it bring? Hey, 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 all alone. The sun closed your eyes as it climbed in the sky, and it started to swell. You weren't there, and you sipped on your cocoa beer. My shoulders were bare, you tried not to stare, but your look, it was so sincere. When you looked at me, I heard you softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say. Walk for a mile, just you and me. We sat in the park on the grass in the dark, and I saw the sunrise. I became a woman. Do you understand that 10 years has gone by since I saw the look in your eye? But the memory, oh, it still lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time also the bad times that you and I both remember. And through it all, we both know that now is the time to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Now is the time to say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Hey. 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 Now, I didn't mean to make it that good. Oh, well. At least you promised me some more tomorrow.